This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brittle.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I gotta tell you, that sounded like my uncle. That was the one I wanted, and it was for you. Because that was a real dude. That was a real one. I just wonder what he was talking about.
And that's what life's about.
That's his game. Brian Geltzeiler, coming up at 1 o'clock.
DG.
Sirius XM NBA Radio, also a contributor on NBA TV, and we will get deep into the Warriors with him.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, he's probably among the, top three people I enjoy talking basketball with.
Is he in your starting six?
No. Oh, you mean media members I love talking basketball with? Yes, he's replaced Casey Johnson.
Man, that relationship.
Remind me, I gotta tell Casey that he's been...
I think I got it here. So
let's welcome in Casey Johnson, writes for the Chicago Tribune, also works for NBC Sports Chicago. What's up, Casey? How you doing?
Steiny, I left the Tribune 6 years ago.
Oh, man.
Wow. And there was more, Evan. You
Thank
were out.
God,
there was
he's
more.
A good friend of mine.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. I just kind of stick it to you a little bit.
That's fun. That's kind of harmless, right? But it's fun. People get, like... I like when people chuckle or laugh. And I don't care if it's at my expense. As long as it's good-natured.
That's what the great Michael Irvin said. You got to laugh at yourself.
I can take good-natured ribbing. It's when the mean-spirited stuff starts that I get off the train. Get off the train.
Yeah,
like Warriors with a terrific win last night. No other way to put it. 134-125. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies. Steph Curry, another one for the books. 52 points, 12 for 20 from the line. Jimmy Butler bringing it home down the stretch. Draymond Green, triple-double. Pods, a big tip-in. Moody, the dagger three.
Yeah.
Santos, big energy minutes. I mean, that's what it's going to take.
And two games, I think you could tell me this, Donnie. If I'm not being overzealous. The offense is clicking, 148, although against the Spurs. And then against Memphis, 134 in a big game.
Yeah.
Take some of that to L.A. now.
I feel like
that's,
I don't think the teams last night weren't playing defense.
No, it was a high-level game. I'm going to watch it again tonight.
Okay. I think I'm going to watch Celtics Town. Continue watching that.
How many episodes?
I think there's like, I'm on four or five now.
Well, who's narrating? Do they got one?
I don't know off the top of my head. They have a lot. Like, Bill Simmons is in it. I think he was in on making it.
Oh, God.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, it's
what's up? Yeah.
So he's with
it. Yeah, because we don't have enough Boston Celtics documentaries out there.
God.
This one had a really different kind of perspective. You got to give Bill Simmons his credit. His dad was a Celtics season ticket holder in the 80s. And Bill Simmons was a young boy, so he watched Bird when he was 10.
So he was 11. At that.
He was at all the games.
Johnny Mock.
Johnny Most.
I got close to Most. Oh, boy.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number if you want to jump into the conversation. A lot of Warrior fans joining us today, and why not?
High point of party.
This is the high point of the season right now. It's the high point of the season. I don't think anybody can argue with that. This team is now in fifth in the Western Conference, and they have the Lakers on Thursday. This week's only going to get better. I'm excited.
How soon, because we know we think differently, how soon is it after the fourth game against Houston Sunday, Steiny, regardless of what they end up, will you come in here and just share with us where you think the ship is headed? Like, we know where you're kind of, you know, it could go, but let's just say they go 4-0. Would you then be like, and honest with us, like, goo, I kind of see those people out there thinking Western Conference Finals, it could happen.
Goo, I don't know how I'm going to think on Monday.
Yeah. Three games.
I don't know, and that's the beauty.
Yeah.
For as great as we feel now, on Monday we may be downtrodden.
Right. You are right.
Let's go to Mac in Lafayette. Hey, Mac, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You got me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, first, I don't know if you guys talked about this already, but I want to talk about this kid, Quentin Post.
Sure.
Just from the way he celebrates when he makes a three to his interview last night at halftime, it was the highlight of the game for me. He comes off the court, he puts on the headset. He's got this, are you kidding me, look on his face. And he says, why are you interviewing me? Curry's got 40 points.
We saw it.
I mean, it was great. He's got a great attitude. He's such a good addition to the team. It was the highlight. I laughed for like 10 minutes after that, and I replayed it several times. But it was the highlight of the game for me. Quentin Post interview at halftime.
Yeah, he's
a real one.
I've heard him now a few times. He's clever.
We had him on, too.
Yeah. I mean, he's also 25. Yeah, he's 25. He's been around a little bit.
He's got a jumper, baby.
He's too old.
Three of what? Three of nine last night, or six.
See, and then...
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Raiders.
Now, this is one of those where I got to, like... Evan, what would you think? Like, help me be a better person. All right?
I try every day.
Okay.
We.
And I know this is... God, this is so pedantic, as they say. Why does my brain work like this? So Goose says, Quentin Post, he's got a nice jumper. And my first thought is, it's more of a set shot. Why do I, like, what, help me.
Well, Goo, maybe you can help him more because it's like 20 hours of therapy a week for you sometimes.
No, man. Because he's known for his three ball, right? So. Rick Fox or not, Clay Thompson or not.
You're just a literal person.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's time too.
Really too jump.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. By the way, let me tell you, he might not be able to jump, but he can get shots off.
Man.
Posty can get shots off.
He knows what he's doing.
You know what? This is really hard to explain, but there's certain guys that come into the league and, like Moody, for example.
Yeah.
You know, he comes into the league and he doesn't really know what his strengths are and he does a little this, does a little that. And then there are other guys that come into the league and somebody clearly gets to him and says something like, look, the only reason you're even here is because you can make threes and you're 7 foot. So don't you dare like not do that. Like you have to do that. Mm. And so like he's come in and been like, he lets him fly,
but he was doing that in the seat with the C-Dubs, Evan. He was he was big man on campus,
right? He's playing with Steph Curry and Draymond.
But
Green.
To his credit, his what word am I looking for, Evan? His attack or his thought process on if I get it, I'm letting it go. That's why he's been a godsend. Like he hasn't forgot that.
Well, do you guys think it's because he's an older player? And he's played more basketball than a lot of guys that are his age, as rookies at least, of the rookie class. And so he comes in and
See, I wouldn't know how to
The direction
answer.
Is basically, you're useless to us unless you take a ton of threes. That's the whole point.
And I think you're exactly right. Like, for example, and this is where I think people may take exception, but yeah, Post came in, you're a stretch five, shoot your threes, try to do other stuff as well as you can.
Yeah.
But shoot the three. Brandon Pajemski. Okay. Listen, you got a nose for the ball. You're one of the best rebounders at 6'5 in the league.
All right.
You take some charges and you can connect lineups. Okay, just do that.
Yeah.
And
he did
every game, like he pretty much will do that. Kuminga and Moody earlier in their career, they don't have, and Moody's not really a part of this anymore, but
he's broken out.
Like, I do think one of the reasons those guys have played as much as they have is because they can do a few things very well. Mm-hmm. And that's why he likes Peyton, because Peyton can defend really well. And that's what I think the challenge was for Moody before, you know, this run. And I still think that's a challenge for Jonathan Kuminga.
Like, if I asked you right now just about Pods taking care of the ball, Stoney, how many turnovers do you think he had yesterday?
Well, I don't know, but not a lot.
Not zero.
Right.
Yeah.
And nobody had a lot. Who
only
had the most?
Team 11, Draymond.
I mean, Draymond had three, but that's not terrible in 33 minutes in a game like that. Not bad at all. Fair question. Fair question, 925. But how's he going to do in the postseason? Yep.
Well, that's what the excitement is all about. And Moody, for that matter, Pods, see, all of them.
And here's the other thing I like. I feel like when you say postseason, that includes the play-in. Because it's post-regular season.
But
I think playoffs are the playoffs. The postseason includes the play-in.
But also pressure.
So,
because the postseason could, the play-in could end your season.
Right, but what I'm saying is that when he says postseason, he's not assuming playoffs. He's assuming postseason. See, that assumes 7 through 10. If he said playoffs, that would assume they get into the playoffs. So I love the preciseness there out of the 925. I just love it, dude.
Yeah, I'm not mad.
No,
I'm not trying to steal your thunder.
No reason to be mad, really.
The play-in to me and Raymond Ritter, we tried to find the stats and we couldn't on the play-in game. Yeah. I hate that. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line, to your boy, that's the playoff.
Right. And that's why I use the word postseason.
Get him. Evan, where are you out on this?
Again, how literal you are.
Dude.
What do you mean?
These games are important. Like, for example, last regular game of the season is against the Clippers.
Man.
If it comes down to a one-in scenario where you get the 6 or the 7, I know it's not the postseason, but that's a pressure-filled game.
Oh, no doubt. Just like last night, I believe, was. Because you would have went sliding.
Sure.
And that,
right. And, and overall, they struggled. Their young players struggled.
Oh, right, got you. Okay, on the road.
Right.
On the road.
Right.
Yeah. Which will be here tomorrow.
Right, and they're going to have plenty more chances. But, like, that was the closest game to a postseason game.
No doubt.
And the results to me were,
I got you,
were mixed.
Yeah.
I don't think they played great. But when the big moments came, they had two young players make plays that won them the game or that they don't win the game if they don't make.
And
so,
did you have one more point than the other team is all that really, when it's all said and done, Stoney? And they did.
All right, let me get to a little sound here. A little sound. Who do you want to hear from?
The chef.
About what?
His night.
Well, he doesn't like to talk about himself like that. How about, did it feel like a playoff game?
Give it to him.
Okay.
It did. Felt like one, and obviously the implications were huge. You know, now they've got to beat us by 2 games here over the last 7 to catch us. So that's helpful for us, and we're obviously, you know, fighting it out with Minnesota, with the Clippers, and you never know what happens with anybody. So you got to handle your own business.
Oh no, that was Steve Kerr.
Yeah,
felt like a playoff game.
He'll be on with Willard and Dibbs at 5.
You're the man.
Yeah,
you are the man. Steve Kerr at 5 o'clock with Willard and Dibbs.
Gotta be in a great mood.
Brian Geltzeiler is at 1 o'clock, Sirius XM NBA radio.
That's how he says my name, Darryl. Yeah.
Who?
BG. He'd be like, Darryl, that was a good, yeah.
Whenever I hit him up, I always say, with Matt and Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that's what he calls you. He doesn't call you Steining Guru. Yeah. He calls you Matt and Darryl.
I didn't notice the roll of the R's, though.
Yeah, check it out.
I'm going to listen for it today.
It's very precise. Yeah. I'm sure you have an appreciation for it.
Because he's got an East Coast twang.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yes, he does. Okay. Steph Curry.
The chef.
That usually isn't the greatest quote in the world. Let's be honest. But I'll play some of it.
My man.
About, let's see. Well, okay. Steph Curry on Let It Fly.
The first two shots I took in the fourth quarter were a reflection of that.
Yeah.
I thought about it. And first I shot it. The transition and went ISO left wing, missed both of those, and then I kind of came to reality on let's get good possessions if I do it or whatever. But that was the ultimate heat checks, even though I just got back in the game.
You deserved it, Chef. You got to find out if you're still hot.
Selfish.
No, it's not. And I'll tell you why it's not.
Going for the record?
I'll tell you why it's not selfish.
Over the win?
And I just knew he had that damn record. I'm tired of Clay having it.
Get the drop ready. I remember having a conversation once with BJ Armstrong. And he was talking about Tim Hardaway. Give me another one. Yeah, there you go. And he was talking about Tim Hardaway. And he was like, let me tell you something about Tim Hardaway. I just love it. And he goes, that guy understands the game within a game. In other words, Tim Hardaway always knew who he was matched up against. He always knew what the undertone of the game was. He always knew what maybe the narrative was coming in.
See?
And
kept his ear to the street.
You know, like if he was going up against another great point guard, you know, he would take a pound of flesh even in a loss. But he never really let that. And that's what Curry did.
Yeah.
Curry was like, there's a game within a game. He could have broken the record, gave it a shot, didn't get it done, back to business.
Yeah.
I mean, look, Brandon Podziemski took two bad heat check threes. Awful. If he can take two, Curry can take two, yeah, obviously.
He definitely earned it. But I just want you to prepare yourself, if it's not already before us, Donnie, at this age. And these scoring outputs that I think are going to continue, not even just this season, next season, until he's done. And what Jimmy Butler has meant to his longevity, Steph's playing at a high level in the space. Just get ready for him to basically rewrite the record book every damn night. I mean, that's where we're headed, Stani. And NBC, Bonte, they put up a thing yesterday. Curry's got the most three-pointers made in a game for three, four, five, six. It was just ridiculous. Like, this dude's a walking legend, man. And if somehow they can pull this off.
What's this?
Get to the finals.
Get to the finals?
Yeah, get to the finals.
Yeah, that would be nice. That'd be a hell of a year.
I'm tired of you. Win it all. This would be like.
Now, why do you have to go there already?
Get the 30 for 30 ready.
Sure.
Yeah.
And we have plenty of time to talk about that. In fact, we have so much time to talk about winning the finals. We could actually wait till they get to the finals and talk about.
Are you not going to air me out? I would never do that. I thought he was done for the season. I text the Vine right away. Oh, no. And then he's up and play. NBA guys, they need to be in Hollywood.
Not all of them.
Paul Pierce was in a wheelchair.
All right.
They know how to the dramatics.
Thank you, though. This leads me to my PSA for Warrior fans.
Oh.
As it relates to Jimmy Butler.
Oh, my Jimmy.
If you see him go to the ground and appear injured, don't jump to the worst possible conclusion.
I did.
Please don't.
Oh.
This guy can milk time like nobody's business.
What does that mean?
The guy has been in the league 15 years, and when he hits the ground, he averages the most seconds on the ground of any player in NBA history.
Oh, man.
Because he's gathering. Wasn't hurt. But I'll tell you what.
Oh, boy.
He got a quick 90-second blow. He's a milker.
Yeah.
He milks time
and a free
to rest.
Throw merchant, man.
And good luck. Good for him.
He loves soccer. And his favorite player is Neymar.
Man, there you go.
Don't tell me that don't mean nothing.
So let's wait till we get the MRIs with Jimmy before we think he's hurt.
His ability, Donnie, real quick.
His ability to bait dumb players is unbelievable.
That too. And his ability to go make them. That's what's so, like, you were like, he wasn't really aggressive, but I added six more shots with the 12 free throw attempts. Donnie, he's got it down to a science. That's all I'm going to say. Man.
That's incredible. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah. Harden, I thought, had it down. Jimmy's got it down.
How high? Okay. You get the scouting report on the Warriors, and they're going over the players individually. And they get to Jimmy Butler.
It starts and ends with the chef.
And you're looking at the opposing scouting report on Jimmy Butler.
Stay down.
I guarantee you it says, don't go for his head fakes.
Man. Easier said than done, partner.
Yes, sir. You're right about that.
He's got it.
You are right about that, my man. No doubt about it. It is hard, especially when you have a great pump fake. The last one was a really good pump fake.
What do you guys think is the opposing scouting report for the Warriors right now?
Sag off everybody not named Steph.
I do think we're going to see Draymond with plenty more threes.
Like that game against, what was the one where he hit the first five? But he ended up missing six of his last seven. I got to believe Toronto got on that bus like, we lost, but we'll take that all day, every day. It can never get to 14. And that's why, Stoney, I'm worried about what you said might be the kryptonite for the 2025 Warriors. As positive and happy we are today, the three-point shooting. But the last two, Steph, you take him out, then it was what? It wasn't nothing to write home about. But that's what scares me about this team. But if Moody and Pods hit and Buddy hits, it's watch out.
See, I think two things can be equally true. Shout out Ralph Barbieri.
Now, man.
Like, Steph Curry was incredible last night. But I did not. I thought Memphis did a really bad job on him.
Why is that,
I'll
though?
I'll tell you why. How many buckets did he get?
Oh, a seven.
Okay, there was a play last night where somebody's setting a screen, probably Draymond, for Curry. And as the screen is even being set, before Curry even takes a dribble into the screen, he looks at Zach Edey, who's starting to, like, realize what's going on. But before he ever put it on the floor, he knew.
You are right.
Edey couldn't get there.
You are right.
Because he wasn't going to shoot from right on the three-point line. He's going to shoot it from 4 feet behind the three-point line. And again, I give you this, Goo. You know, it's one of those things. It's easier said than done. But I see that happen on one possession. Okay. Then it's the next. So,
and you described it perfectly.
I don't understand why teams don't play. Like, I just would never let my big man out there like that.
Yeah, but you called it years ago. It's the blender. That right. area is the so why don't uncomfortable.
Why don't you guard Draymond with a smaller guy?
Mm. Well, wow.
Why not guard Draymond with a smaller guy? Or at least a forward with quickness. So then it's the next possession. And what happens on the very next possession is the Warriors take a shot and miss. They get an offensive rebound.
Yeah.
Okay? And the ball ends up in Curry's hands. And the guy who's defending him, Wells, did a nice job of staying with him, like, after the initial miss.
Okay.
And then Curry passes to Draymond. Wells turns his head, and as soon as he turns his head, Curry steps back and makes another three. I'm thinking to myself, I know that's a tough play, but there are players in the league who aren't rookies like Jalen Wells who understand you can't do that. And
that's real.
He makes every easy shot, so you got to expect him. He's going to make a bunch of tough ones, so you can't give him easy ones,
man, oh
with
man.
Little he's breakdowns. Special. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into this conversation now, it would be a great time because we got Brian Geltzeiler coming up at 1 o'clock.